Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Gearhead Perspective. Tonight, we're going to talk about some sick week action. I know Fro is punk.
You know, you guys know me. I'm not the drag and drive guy, but I did, I stole some images from Drag Drive Repeat. Those are not to be redistributed without the express written permission of the commissioner of Drag Drive and Repeat, and that's Michael Narks.
Dang, did he say to say that?
No, wow. It's a joke.
That's hardcore.
I know that guy, and he wants everybody to share that stuff.
He does. And that's the funny thing is I sent him a message, and I was like, hey, man, can I use some of your images on the show? And he goes, man, do it.
Good.
So check out Drag, Drive, and Repeat. Eric does the editing over there. Michael Narks has been out on the scene at Sick Week. If you guys want to follow them, give them a follow. They do the Drag Drive Repeat show every Wednesday at 8, every Saturday at 10 in the morning. The Wednesday show is at 8 o'clock at night. But stole some of his images. I'm going to share some of those tonight. We're going to kind of discuss some of the things that happened at Sick Week.
Quick question. Favorite racer at Sick Week? Go.
John, you go first.
That's a loaded question.
It's hard to pick one, I know.
Hard to pick one. Man, yeah. That's a loaded field. Like, they bring out the best of the best. They load it hard. That Mad Max Pro Mod that Jeff Lutz drives is sick.
I have several favorites at Sick Week this last week. But
yeah,
Jeff Lutz coming back with Mad Max is probably my favorite.
That's been the pinnacle for me watching that.
I wish the tracks would have been prepped for a big tire a little bit better. I know they were saying all week long the big tire cars were struggling because the tracks were prepped for radial, and they prep them differently for a big tire and radial. But man, it was that very first pass he ripped off like a 6.12 or something at 2:47.
Yeah,
and everybody just perked up like holy crap, and it wasn't a good looking pass.
No, he was all over the track. He was
driving that deal all the way down. So, all right.
I'm surprised that John didn't say Jimmy Dale.
Well, he didn't actually compete, man.
Jimmy Dale didn't actually make it out there, but he had every intention of being there.
What a stinking sad story that is,
dude.
That's I don't wish that on anybody.
No, we kind of joked the last show. So yeah, who don't put a rag over that deal? I mean, I'm first one to say, here's a rag. Will you open that for me?
No, man. It was way worse than
I never thought that anybody could go through that much trauma from that happening. I mean, you know, I've had overheating. I've opened the radiator before and got it all over me, and it ain't a big, huge deal. What the heck happened there?
I don't know. Here's the thing. It was a weird recovery because he rushed out of the hospital and went right back to Sick Week to try to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Overdid it. Was in the heat. Was in the sun. You know what I mean? And that's what caused him to be back in the ER. And that sucks, man. But
yeah, he spent, it looked like, the better part of the week in a burn unit.
Yeah.
And then got out in time to make a two-day drive home. So man, that's horrible. I feel for that guy.
Yeah. Well, he said, Modell got put to work. She was loading the truck and loading, driving home. And
it'll be sponsored by Jergens. NX.
Man, talk about – and then the guy's still putting out content, staying as positive as he can, messing with people in the hotel or in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, meeting people there in the hotel parking lot, a group of Canadian guys. He's still –
Yeah, no, he's
staying super positive. I would have been a turd.
It would be hard to be positive at that point.
Absolutely.
As far as my favorite racer out there, Jeff Lutz is awesome. And I'm not taking anything away from Jeff Lutz when I say this, because I have personally met the guy. I've talked to the guy. I've listened to the Chief and Sean show with him on there, and like, you don't know who that guy is until until you get a chance to actually listen to him talk and how he talks to people, like he's one of us. And it's really weird because he's on a higher level than the rest of us, but he's still just one of us. Yeah. I followed Sally Speed Shop on YouTube, a guy named Jacob Ross Davis. He used to work for Hot Rod Magazine. He had an AMC Javelin, which actually won the quickest AMC class. He had an AMC Javelin that he bought, and it was it's like a 30-year-old build, and it's just been sitting in a garage. So he made the entire route of Sick Week with a half-filled AMC block.
Yeah, but this guy's a veteran. He's been involved in a bunch of this stuff, right?
He's been involved in a bunch of this stuff. You're absolutely right. So,
I think he took second overall or something like that, didn't he?
I don't think it was second overall, but he was up there. Okay. Say what, John?
Who are you talking about?
The Jacob red and Ross white Javelin.
Red, white, and blue Javelin.
Yeah. Oh, is he an Australian guy?
No, he is from Georgia.
Okay.
No, different javelin bow.
Yeah, I'm thinking different javelin.
Yeah,
but I know which one.
Second place was an AMX. It was
Bryant Goldstone.
Bryant Goldstone.
Yes. Yes,
that's the one you're thinking of.
That's the one I am thinking of.
He's he's Dragon Drive royalty. He's been all around. He's all over the place.
That's who I was thinking.
Yeah,
he's the one who put his javelin on its lid at Drag Week, I believe it was.
Yeah,
but no, some of the guys that were out there, you know, Tom Bailey runs the event along with Sick the Magazine. You had Lutz out there. You had Alex Taylor. You had Cletus. You had Vice Grip. Vice Grip had two cars out there.
I followed Vice Grip. Like I think I watched all the videos Vice Grip put out because I'm kind of a fan of the NA stuff, and he was driving the Motion Rakes Works OBS truck that 632. Go ahead, Bo.
I haven't seen all his video. I haven't watched the last video of his. What was the weekly average with the OBS?
I don't recall. I thought it was a 930 something, but I may be. Well,
that would make sense. That's what they were running and testing pretty consistently.
Yeah, I know. Like day 2 and 3 or 3 and 4, he did a 922 and a 922, pretty much just, like I said, a low nines bracket car.
Yeah.
At 632.
As hard as it is for me to pick out like one favorite, because there are so many people that we, you know, I say we, I assume you guys, I know John, me and you, I think follow the same people.
I think so.
And Fro probably does, and majority of them also.
I keep
there's
up
a
with
lot
that.
Of really cool people there that I would like to have seen, you know, and the SRC guys, they were there, the whole family yeah. event, you know, even though Miss Vicky was there in her El Camino, right? Well, I think
Miss Vicky stayed home. Tommy took Vicky the El Camino.
That's right. Anyway, they had three or four cars out there.
Yeah, they were making content and hanging out and doing the thing. Billy was running that 55. Yeah. Super sweet looking car. Yeah. They running like low tens NA.
Yep. Now I haven't watched their last video yet either. And I know he was gonna try to get it in the nines on the last day.
Yeah, which can he? He said the other day, he says I can't run quicker than 10-0 because I don't have a license, but
I mean last day once you turn in your
turn it in and then go get kicked off the track.
Yeah, exactly. Did you watch that? He was replacing rocker arms every other day or every day.
Yeah, he said one a day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Aluminum rockers on that.
Yeah.
Probably not cool given, I mean, I know what he's doing with that big block to run low tens.
Yeah.
Speaking definitely of licensing,
a lot of cam.
Or speaking of people with licenses, who was driving El Toro this weekend?
Blaine Stark, 16-year-old. He got his NHRA license in the OBS Chevy that Motion Raceworks owns that Derek drove. He did that the day before competition started.
El Toro ended up going out, right?
I don't remember. I know the kid was making 8th mile passes.
Yeah, I don't know if he finished. I think El Toro, like, they destroyed ahead, and I think they got it fixed. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not prepared on
It's very hard to watch all of the content.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because it's just so much. It's inundated with Sick Week content right now.
I'm good with that.
I am too. I won't have a bored TV time for a while.
Yeah.
Like I say, Derek in that OBS Chevy, and then he got the Liberty Chevelle put together for the Dragon Drive, and he had a buddy drive it.
It was running low tens.
10.8. No, it's high tens. He's running 10.80s. Or it started out 10.80s. I don't know. Maybe they got better. I'd have to look at the final spreadsheet, but that's a really nice car. Got a really nice rear end in it. 540 big block Chevy.
It's the old motor out of Independence, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Minus the Pro Charger.
Yeah.
So Dragon Drive has been one of the things that I've been paying attention to this week, knowing that we were probably going to do this show on Sick Week and on Dragon Drive. I was reading a Q&A last night from Murder Nova, and he was actually talking about how they really wanted to go to Sick Week this year. But they just don't have time. It would be really cool to see the Fire Donk out there running Sick Week. I also noticed last night that if you hear it, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check the dude out. The what? No way guy from Canada. What?
No way.
Go check that. It's not for children. Don't watch it. No. If you got the kids in the room, it's not for children. But he is he's currently got a bare frame sitting in his shop. He is building a Dragon Drive Chevelle, and he actually says it on the video. I'm building this Chevelle strictly for Dragon Drive. I want to get into this. So
check that out. Man, I will sit and watch his videos. I'll watch them for over an hour.
Oh, yeah.
I get hooked. Go ahead.
We were discussing this before we started recording, and That's another one of those rabbit holes where I lose about 3 hours of my life just checking out the What No Way guy, because there's some really cool stuff on there that
you know, he showed. Just to touch on this really quick, and I'm not trying to pick on you at all. I get caught up watching painting videos. I've been doing a lot of research on TIG welding lately. I got a welder, so I trying to learn a little bit on that. But painting, welding, any kind of metal shaping stuff. Those are the videos I normally get caught up watching a lot of.
Oh, yeah.
John, I think, where are you at with yours? Kind of the same deal?
I don't. I'm out on the painting deal, but I'll watch people weld. I'll watch people cut metal, like working a machine shop, and I'm kind of a machine nerd. So watching different tool path and tool design and stuff. Right. And then I watch a lot of like chassis design. I don't know why, but I'm intrigued with what people are like, how people are putting things together and why.
Well, I have an idea why, because you have flat leaf springs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out. But with all that being said, and I will tell everybody this, I consider Fro one of my more intelligent friends. I mean, I've got a group, in all honesty, my group of friends are pretty intelligent. They really are, in their own ways, right?
Yeah.
Fro has always been known as a fountain of useless knowledge. Yeah. He knows a lot about everything. It's weird.
Don't play Trivial Pursuit with me.
No, he will dominate a Trivial Pursuit. I guarantee it. But Fro, what do you get caught up watching?
Man, I lose so much of my life. Just at like 10 o'clock at night, I wind up watching one video where it's these people that are mixing like different colors of silicone together. And you have to like figure out what color it's going to be, and you wind up watching, and before you know it, it's like 12:35, and you're like, oh my god, I got to go to bed.
Then you put your Count Chocula up and go to bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's Frosted Flakes around here, but
Man, I love some Frosted Flakes. Anyway, sorry to that. I kicked us off.
No, it's I am very curious, like. There was a time when I was watching a lot of bead rolling videos because I really enjoy bead rolling.
Now he just wants to know what yellow and blue are going to make.
Now it's not necessarily yellow. It's more of a chartreuse, and the blue is like a light blue. So I don't know where this is going. And before you know it, you got lime green, and you're like, wow, I should have saw that coming.
Hey, you want to try something really weird? Like adjust the color scale on your computer while you're watching. Yeah. Now what color is that? Yeah.
But no, I think
is your mind all twisted up like a pretzel.
just sitting here talking to you guys before we got on here tonight, it's something that I'm very curious about. What is the one like stupid video, the stupid series of videos that you watch? The What in a Way guy, if he pops up, I'm going down that rabbit hole for at least. Hey,
with the What in a Way guy, you can learn some stuff.
It's true.
He goes and he tries to bust all these little myths and stuff or whatever he sees other videos of, and he sees if they work or not. And a lot of that stuff's pretty handy.
My mom and dad have had 2 5-gallon buckets stuck together for almost 30 years, and I finally figured out how to get them apart.
You can't pull those apart. A little bit of air. You can't.
It just doesn't work.
No.
But since the Dragon Drive thing has been kind of the focus of this entire week, I kind of paid attention. I know you guys paid attention to the event. I know you guys are a little more oriented towards the times and how everybody did and what won what class. I kind of stumbled onto some dumb stuff. Do you see the article or the post about Cletus flying out to pick up parts?
Yeah. Like
go ahead.
Mullet broke the first day, right? It was the first day. Yeah. Day one.
Yeah.
So he decided he could have jumped. He said he could have drove the Raptor or his wife's car or whatever. He had options. He could have jumped in and kept on driving. I mean, he was out of competition for them with Mullet. But he could have followed along with everybody. Instead, he decided to drive or to fly his plane. So he, at one track, he landed on the track.
He did drop off parts for somebody else.
Yeah. So, it was fun. It was funny watching him hit all the checkpoints from the air and then meet everybody at the track. Which that sucks. Mullet's one of my favorite cars. So I was kind of looking forward to see it do work this week, but it is what it is, man.
He put that car in the sandbox on the first day, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't the issue though. I don't know. It was a transmission problem.
Ah.
What led to the demise of Mullet for this week.
I wonder if anybody puts together a breakdown of motors that were in that, like how many of those things were boosted Coyotes, how many of them were big block Chevys?
Actually,
how many of them were LSs?
If you go through the result page, the result.
They got it on there. What the motor is, motor combo.
They don't get super specific.
Yeah,
basically, like one of the things that I was looking at is Jacob Davis won the quickest AMC class.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it, and I was like, man, there is absolutely no reason why he should have won quickest AMC with an 1106. Bryant Goldstone's driving a Javelin.
Yeah, that Javelin don't have an AMC motor in it, though.
That Javelin has a big block Chevy in it. That's right. Right. So I was going through and looking at – when I looked at the results, that's one of the things is they list what the brand of car is and what brand of motor. They don't list it as a big block or a small block or anything like that.
I didn't know if they had that listed or not on the results page.
They do.
I know that Brett LaSalle's Mustang has got a hefty amount of attention. First car to win a sick week on a small tire, like setting
records
on a 275 radial.
Yeah.
Call it a stock block Coyote, but.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Snot Rocket. They call it Snot Rocket.
Yeah, the Snot Rocket. That thing's legit.
It's a bad dude.
Yeah.
And just to give people a good idea of what John's talking about there, here is a list of the classes from Sick Week. I had to write this down because it blew my mind. You have quickest without a trailer, Chevy, Ford, Pontiac, Mopar, Buick, Olds, AMC, 6th Street, Street Race, Gassers versus Hot Rods versus Beatles.
Beetle.
Sick Week Freaks, which is where all your like Honda Civics and stuff wind up. Rowdy Radial, Naturally Aspirated, Stick Class, Super Street, Pro Street, Modified, Heavy Metal, Ultimate Iron, or I'm sorry, Unlimited Iron, and then an Unlimited Class. That Snot Rocket Mustang wound up in the Unlimited Class.
Yeah.
But he wound up taking the overall win on that.
Hold on real quick. What about in the heavy class is 4,000 pounds and up class. Heavy metal.
Yeah.
What about that hearse? Holy crap. That thing is bad.
Every event it's been to, it's entertaining to watch. That thing, it's got to be like, I think Jimmy made this joke a long time ago. Some of those cars are like sitting on a couch.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of those cars.
I couldn't imagine going faster than 8-0s in a hearse.
Yeah.
I mean, he did roadside bearings and stuff, right? Between tracks. And I think the first pass he made when he got back after doing the roadside bearings, main bearings, was like an 808 or something. That's ridiculous. That is just ridiculous. I love that.
Speaking of bearings, Mad Max was an awesome car. Jeff Lutz put on a great show, but Lutz got beat up. Lutz had a bad week.
Well, yeah. You could tell when he got frustrated and people were talking to him. You could tell he's getting frustrated. He's like, man, this track is for radials. This is not a big tire friendly surface.
Yeah, I don't think he was so much like being a bitch about it, but
No, he wasn't complaining. No.
But he was just saying, this is hard for a big floppy tire to get down a radial prep track.
Yeah, he straight up said, I'm having troubles figuring out how to get this deal down.
Yeah. You know? And then
I don't think he's a sore loser at all.
I think he brought all the stuff to rebuild that motor and said he was going to rebuild it before the last day.
Yeah.
And had to do that a day early. And then as soon as he got it put back together, the oil pump drive went out and he lost oil pressure and hurt the motor again. So,
all right, you got some pictures.
I wanted to bring up some pictures while we were sitting here talking about it. I didn't, honestly, we got into talking and I didn't think about it.
Loser.
I had these in a different order, so I'm going to have to kind of work with this a little bit, but
Start scrolling.
This guy here, this is Richard Guido, I do believe. And he drives down from Alberta, Canada to do these
Canadian events. Chuck Norris.
So,
yeah, he's one of the guys helping out Jimmydale.
Yeah.
Anybody who says, man, Florida is too far to drive for an event like this, like you just aren't dedicated.
He drives that car to the race.
Listen, yes. I'm going to tell you right now, if I had the time off of work and the money's in the bank,
yeah,
I would drive all the way to Florida for this stuff. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, retire right. And
exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying.
Yeah.
But that kind of shows the level of commitment most of these guys have. This one, I got this one just for Bo. Bo, I think you need to do a different exhaust arrangement.
Hey, I've been following the kind of build on that deal. That was a rush build.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. he had issues with his electronics. He had to have people in the back seat start the car. There's a lot to it, but you need to watch some of his stuff, and he explains the struggles they had with that car with the wiring alone. But it's a bad car. I mean, what did it average somewhere in the eights, low eights, something like that?
something like that.
Yeah.
And that's another one where it kind of shows, you know, how much some of these guys are dedicated to this. That you're right. That's a rushed build. They wanted to go to sick week. They committed when entry came up. And
I don't remember the exact story, so I could be wrong, but I think they intended on taking another car. They had some issues with that. They weren't able to take the original car. They were going to take the sick week. So they were like, well, we have everything to put the wagon together. We're just going to put it together and go. And I think that's kind of why the rush happened. So,
scooting forward. This is Jacob Ross Davis. This is, okay. Like I said, he used to work for Hot Rod Magazine. He has his own speed shop now in near Atlanta, Georgia. Sally's Speed Shop. He named it after his grandma. I've followed this build. I've followed this guy's channel forever. This is a 30-year-old build. They said even most of the roll bar, they were iffy on whether or not it was going to pass. They had to make some changes on the roll bars. They had to this car was built as a race car back in the 90s, back in the early 90s, late 80s, somewhere around there. And it's an AMC block. It's half filled with concrete or whatever they fill these things with. And being a 90s car, it probably is concrete. This is a car that probably shouldn't have been doing drag and drive. And he blew up the drive shaft the first day and ripped the tabs off the rear end for the four link. So he had to go and get this thing welded back up and put back together and get a different drive shaft. And he still, last I checked, I believe he made the full run. But this is a – say what?
It's what it's about.
Man.
Facing adversity and overcoming, moving forward, doing what you got to do.
We'll get into my branch of what I think on this here in just a minute. But – that's the other javelin. That's Brian Goldstone.
That's the one I was talking about.
That thing's fast. That was, I believe, your second place overall and your winner of Unlimited Iron.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So, guy's crazy. This one, I just had to throw in there because it's a 65 Ford Fairlane. For some reason, NARC's got about 35 pictures of this car, and I love it. It is a cool-looking car. This is going to be one of your Gasser class cars. I don't know where he placed. It was just one of those things where I looked at it and I thought, man, that's really cool.
Wonder what he spent on hole saws.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, how many hole saws did he go through doing that? That
chrome is going to tear up a hole saw. I mean, that's a thick bumper that chromed up. I mean, I'm just saying. Well, somebody from Cobalt mailed that guy some hole saws because he.
Course Report got it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think
you do that to the bumper and the core support. I want to crawl under that car and see what else has holes in it.
I don't think it's a hole saw. I'm willing to bet that he has a circle template
punt
and just sticks it down with a magnet and runs around it with a plasma cutter.
He might do that. Yeah. You could plasma all that stuff.
I've cut into one of those bumpers. I know exactly how thick it is. Yeah, you're not knocking that out with a hole saw. Not without 3, 4, 5 hours of work and probably 75 different hole saws. That's a thick bumper.
Yeah, he probably plasmaed that. That's some really creative stuff he did with some of that. Looks like he cut into that core support. Is it even the right one for the car?
Actually, it is. I can tell by looking at it.
Is it really?
I like the moon tank sticking out of the grill too.
Where's the radiator?
That is a good question. I didn't dig that far into this car. I wish
I need all the holes.
Yes.
No radiator. It's alcohol. Dragon.
Air cooled. Moving on. That's the everybody knows this Corvette by now. This is the Corvette that. Was on drag week that first time it went out there and made a pass. Everybody was like, oh my God, that's a 6 second car. And it's just getting faster. And it's, I can't remember the guy's name because it's Stefan Gustafsson.
Watch your mouth.
He actually won. I can't remember what class he actually won. And I wrote it down wrong. I know I did, but that car runs a 674. That was his average for the week.
It's crazy. So the watching Sick Week and seeing how fast some of these cars go is mighty humbling for streetcar guys.
Some of these guys are fast. And I wrote down times on a lot of these.
Yeah.
Like the Gasser class, I was really curious. The Gasser class, the guy who won averaged a 10.2. Nice. So that's going to be one of your slower classes. Anybody who doesn't think 10.2 is fast, you're crazy. Well, why do they do this, John?
I don't know.
They do the drag and drive thing for the parking lot beers and for the people you get to talk to. I thought it was a cool picture. I had to throw it up there.
You're not wrong. There's at least a six pack drank at drag and drives for sure.
Also, this is what you're racing for. You're racing for the Sick helmet. And then the big trophies I'll bring up here in just a second. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of want one of those helmets.
Well, you need to go a different direction with that Fairlane then.
No, I'm just going to be I need Bo to win two different Sick events. That way I can keep one of those at my house and Bo can keep one of those at his house.
Man, dream big.
It's kind of what I figured. And then your big prize is guitars. I don't know why this is like a drag and drive staple. Hot Rod Drag Week actually started this out, but I like the idea of winning a guitar.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
But some of the other stories, the only weird oddball story that I was going to bring up. Did you guys read the story on it? Is Nick Taylor Alex Taylor's brother?
No. Nick Taylor is Nikki Bobby.
Nikki Bobby, it's her boyfriend.
Nick Taylor and Alex Taylor are dating and have been for quite some time.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean.
So, apparently there was a car accident heading towards South Georgia Motorsports Park, and they just happened to be there as the accident happened. And they wound up pulling a guy from a crumpled up truck.
Oh, geez. So
they wound up on the Georgia News as heroes saving people's lives.
That's crazy.
I pulled somebody from a burning car one time that was laying on its side. I didn't get to be on the news.
Were you in South Georgia?
No, I was in Grove.
Probably where your problem's at.
Yeah.
Now, I am not a drag and drive guy, and I've said that way too many times. But when it comes down to it, we've talked about how there's usually like Sick Week has the Sick Ward. There are people who follow these events. There are people who go to all of the tracks, and it's always cool to see that they've added things like this. So that non-racers or racers who just didn't make it in can still go to something like this.
Yep.
And at first I was like, man, why would I want to go? Like you're just getting early entry into the track. You're getting a t-shirt. That's great. It still seems like you're a spectator. As I started going through some of Narx's pictures, I started seeing that this is a lot more like a power tour. This is this is what these people are doing. They're thrashing to go ahead and be a part of the Sick Ward. You know, they're rewiring the car on the side of the road. They're out there as a group having fun and just walking through some of the cars that were out there for the Sick Ward. It was really cool seeing how diverse everything was and almost realizing that it is. It's like another power tour.
No, absolutely is. And a lot of those cars could compete in some of these classes.
Yeah.
Not just people taking their wife's Suburban and going on a road trip. They're cars that they're going to have to thrash on more than likely to make it through the week.
What color is that Chevy truck right there?
Pewter?
Gold?
It looks more
kind of like a bass boat turd.
I don't know, but I like it. That's a good looking color.
Has it got a flake? Yeah, almost looked like it had a boat flake, like a brown flake.
I can't zoom in on it.
No, can't see it real good.
I'm going to reach up and do this and see if I can get it to.
Yeah.
Nope. Doesn't work.
And again, I'll say this. If you want to go and look at some of these pictures, I only grabbed a small assortment of pictures that Narcs took while he was there. He took a lot of pictures. But go take a look at Drag Drive Repeat on Facebook. They're going to have the rest of the pictures. There's literally thousands of pictures of what happened at Sick Week. He was there all week. He found some interesting stuff.
This makes me want to fly out next year and get a rental car and just fall in. I don't want to necessarily be a fanboy, but I would rather be a part of it and drive my own junk. I don't think that's going to happen in the next year or two. But could I fly out maybe, take the wife and spend a week or whatever? Yeah, I think so. We can find other stuff to do also.
Man, ain't that – I mean.
We can make it a gearhead trip.
Yeah, if we made it a gearhead trip, I'd probably put both of our cars on a trailer and pull them dudes out there.
Well, if we're going to do a gearhead trip, then yeah. That would
be. Guys, I'm going to step out for just a second.
About time.
Address something in the house. I will be right back.
Oh, Daddy Fro.
Yeah. He's about to go lay down the hammer. Yeah. We just take a trailer big enough for both our cars on it. Yeah. Throw it behind the old turd here.
Hey, by then Devin may have his car done up. We might take the big rig and load them all up in that deal.
Yeah.
Hit the road and have a toter home to lay down and relax in on the way down.
Nice.
We can pull Devin's, that off. Devin is listening right now and rolling his eyes.
I'd be down like four flats. Let's do this deal.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. One of those things, you know, not going to try to compete, but do the thing. That'd be fun.
I like to be a part of the deal. That's why, as soon as we went to the first time we went to Rocky Mountain Race Week, I'm like, man, I want to. Even if I got a slow car, I want to do it in the slow car classes and just have fun.
I mean, go down and look at all the averages.
Yeah. But with Sick Week, man, it's kind of a next level bunch of stuff there. It is. Keep competing in Rocky Mountain Race Week and go fangirl at the Sick Week and do the Sick Ward in the Nova. I'd rather, if I'm going to go do it, I'd rather tote along in my Nova than,
No, I mean, I agree. Ideally, that's what I would do, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It's just,
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah,
it'd be a good time.
We
just take turns driving and one shot drive down there and win one shot.
Yep.
So
all about it.
And like I said, there'd be a bunch of other stuff to go check out while we're there too.
Yeah.
No, I figure that trip could probably happen if we get the wives involved. Get them
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'd speak it into existence.
Okay. I'm going to.
Power of positive thinking, planning ahead. Turns out, I just learned this. We've been married for 20 some odd years. And if I tell her that day that I want to go do some stuff, it's not as cool as if I'd have told her a week before and she got paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the opposite problem in my house.
Really?
I like to have a plan. My wife does not.
Oh, okay. I got a plan in my head, but I don't like to speak it out because if it don't work out, I don't want to be a jackwagon. So I like to wake her up at like 7 a.m. on a Sunday and be like, hey, we need to go to this car show that's 3 hours away. And then she yells at me.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah. I like to just spring it on her.
But yeah.
What's next, bro?
That kind of covers sick week.
Well, kind of, I mean, we touched on sick week. There's a ton of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth bringing up and spending 40 minutes on, you know, with a sidebar about what you like to watch on TikTok.
I'm telling you, don't watch, listen to me. Don't watch the videos. Okay. Don't get sucked into that.
I'll try to stay away.
Don't do it. Let's get into some marketplace stuff. I feel like tonight I have some oddball stuff. Some of it you're going to have to guess the price on. Some of it you guys actually sent to me. It's funny because now everybody knows that I'm the one who handles the slides. So I'm literally getting messages from everyone. All the marketplace stuff. You're still muted, Bo.
Sorry. So you'll never run out of stuff then is what I'm saying.
I will never run out of stuff. I owe an apology before I get into this. Steve from the Smoked Meats and Mini Trucks podcast sent me a marketplace ad that I was supposed to show to Bo. While I was trying to find it, I found something cooler. So Steve, you're going to have to wait yet again. He actually watched the entire last one just to see what your response was to what he sent me. So let's get into this. One of these is going to be blamed on Steve, but it's not necessarily what he sent me.
Let's get to it. It's killing me.
Why am I seeing this? Why am I seeing this?
Because it's a Geo Metro. Okay. This is a 99 Geo Metro. Seems like a pretty ratty pile of crap that I would take a look at to buy for our field race.
Not a Geo Metro.
It's on Hoosiers.
The sticker is a little bit of a hint. Is it on Hoosiers? I didn't see that.
Oh, it's on Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Oh. Little hint.
Shoo.
That is a Yamaha R6 motor.
Oh, no kidding.
Yamaha R6 motor and transmission feeding into the 5-speed transmission that the Geo already had.
That's interesting.
I don't know how they made that work, but it's you look at this and you can see the little teeny tiny radiator next to where you can actually see the header coming down on this.
Yeah.
So it literally doubled the horsepower by going to this motor right here.
Maybe. That looks like a why?
That's a very good question. You take a look, you can see it's got the gauge cluster from the R6. It has the shifter for the car and then a slice in the side of the boot and the shifter for the bike.
Oh, wow. Get this guy a job at NASA.
I mean, I don't want to buy it, but I want to drive it.
Okay, hold on. 1999 Suzuki Swift hatchback.
Sorry, Suzuki Swift, not Geo Metro.
Right. Sorry, but I'm sick of flaky people and stupid questions. You're advertising for a 99 Suzuki Swift with a motorcycle motor in it. You're only going to get flaky people and stupid questions. So I'm ignoring the majority of you. Firm price, don't bother. $4,500. Come on, man. This car has a reliable Yamaha R6 engine trans, also the Swift 5-speed, because I felt like it. That's why.
Because I can.
It drives awesome. I like any ad with the word awesome in it.
Yeah.
I've daily drive it like this for over 1 year. Over 1 year.
Oh, my gosh.
Great gas mileage.
People need to spell check.
Wait a minute. Great.
Yeah.
Gas mileage. I think lots of power. 140-ish horsepower. I'm sorry, dude, but a Yamaha R6. It's not 140 real horsepower. Sounds amazing. Fun to drive sequential six speed for ripping and a car five speed for commuting or saving gas. Ugly as a Geo, yet still cooler than most. And for the stupid question, people, yes, it has reverse and a heater. Revers. Everything works. It has revers. I knew what he meant. So I said reverse, but he says revers. No, so
you got to read it just like they write it.
My only question, it said, because you, when you say Suzuki Swift hatchback and you type in all your description, it's going to do like, because that car came, got 33 mpgs, city 39 highway, 35 combined. That's the EPA logic. What is it if you're like, what's that thing revving at? What kind of mileage are you getting if you're able to use all five speeds of the Swift and all five speeds of the R6?
All I'm saying is I'm not shifting before 12 grand every shift. That's just where
it's at. Yeah, but you could get on the highway, and long as you got your life insurance up to date, you could be ripping down the highway at no RPMs.
So yeah. this is the question that I had. There was a video that accompanied this ad. Yeah. This guy driving down the road, and he was using just the shifter for the car.
Yeah.
So that was where my question came in. I was like, man, if you're in fifth gear in the car and you shift the transmission into second gear, like, where are we at now? How fast are we going? Does it work like that, or is it independent somehow?
Those are really good questions. Like I said earlier, get this guy on the horn with NASA, because he's evidently on a next level brainwaves going on.
But yes, he was tacking it out to about 8-9 grand before he was shifting. So,
well, yeah.
So, Bo, is it worth $4,500?
No,
John.
I mean, it's worth 45. Maybe to somebody, not to me.
Is it pulling a beer truck?
I mean, it's a fun. I mean, if one of our friends owned it, I'd want to go rip it around for a little bit, but I don't want that. There's nothing wrong with it. Someone's going to want it. Someone's going to buy it or trade a go-kart for it. I don't know. Probably an Odyssey that's worth more than it, but I don't know.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
That was how I wanted to kick.
Where's this located at? We need to get old Shane to trade that six-wheel amphibious vehicle for it.
That would be a good trade.
Vehicle for this.
I'm not trying to knock on any particular group of people, but I would like a guess. Bo, nationwide, where is this located? John, nationwide, where is this located?
Well, I mean,
no doubt it's in Arkansas.
It's going to have to be in Arkansas.
No, I'll give you that much of a hint. It is nowhere in our area.
Oh, well, that's
It is not in the four states.
Like West Alabama?
Virginia. You're going to go with Alabama?
Yeah, West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, this thing is located in Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, wow. People are really bored up there, huh?
You ever been to the Seattle area?
No.
That's about the most you're going to get done.
All right. Ooh. Next.
There we go.
This jewel.
That's more like
I'm all about this. Where's this at? I need to go pick this up.
I do not save the location or anything that shows the location.
Well, why wouldn't you have sent this to me when you found it? I want to go buy it.
It looks rusty.
Looks like it has just the right amount.
for a good deal.
Now,
I've seen rustier.
For anybody watching or listening to this podcast with your children, skip this one. There may be a little language.
Hold on.
John, do us the honor, would you please?
What we have here is a 1955 Chevrolet two-door post, $8,500, driven 1, 2, 3, 4 miles. Pretty good condition. I'm posting it for my uncle. No, I'm not a spam. Message me if interested. I'll give you his number. No trades. I'm just a middleman. Thanks. I'm very sorry, but I'm not going to respond to, is this available? Not worth my time. Again, no trades. Project car. If you're asking me questions, please save it. Not my car. I wonder whose car this is. Don't know hardly anything about it. But then starts the sentence with, but if interested, message me asking for his number. I'll message you back. Thanks. If you can't read, I will not respond to, is this available? Way too many messages to respond to people that can't or won't read. P.S. Don't be been a couple of them too. Again, this is not my car. It's my uncle's. I don't have any more pics of it. I don't have any more pics or information on it. If people can't take this time to read this whole thing, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to respond. Price is firm.
He spelled whole wrong. That bothers me.
He spelled several things wrong.
That stands out to me more than anything.
I was going
to
say, that's the thing that got you?
I mean, dude, that whole thing's a mess.
I'm betting it's not his car.
I need to friend request this guy. We need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
We need to have him on the show.
If I remember correctly, this one is out of Illinois.
Okay.
Send me the thing. I'm gonna try to trade him some stuff.
Don't be that guy.
Here's the great thing about doing what we do, folks. John sent me that. I don't have to send him that.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Okay.
Not only did you send me that, but you sent me that with the expressed request of, can I please be the one who reads that on the show?
I don't even remember. I see so many of these. I do like that car, though.
Is it $8,500 cool, though?
Man, it's in the right ballpark if it's all there.
Maybe we should call him and ask for more information.
I will probably message him and ask for pics. If I send it to you, I probably have it saved. I'll probably message him and ask for some pictures.
Who does the car belong to again? I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Let him know. My name is Richard Hedgerston. And I would like to know more about this car. And if he will trade it for some CDs.
I'm a John, though. Overall, that's, if it's all there and it's not completely rotted out, yeah, I think the money's close.
I like it.
I mean, if that's what you're looking for, yeah.
John's always wanted a 55 two-door post, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bucket list car for me, but I do enjoy them.
Ooh, I remember this one. Look at this jewel. Makes your head hurt, don't it?
No, I don't like
it. You guys have seen this car, right?
I have seen this car. I have stared. I only pulled about 4 or 5 pictures out of the 17 that were on there and the videos. Yeah. And so I only pulled a limited amount of pictures. So this is I believe this is a 99 Camaro.
It's definitely a Camaro.
And it's somehow crossed over with it's got a 57 Chevy front end, a 57 Chevy back end, but you can still make out the top. I left out the obligatory photos of the carbon fiber wrap on the roof. So you'll just have to imagine that.
Man.
No. No.
It makes your head hurt, don't it?
Why? I like being the guy that says it's not for me, but that's pretty cool for someone. That's just wrong. That's just not a.
This is the whole reason I wanted to include this, because I knew Bo was going to look at this and go, no.
Someone did a lot of, looks like, decent paint work and body work. You know what I mean? I'm not trashing the job.
That's what I was
saying. The outcome is awful. It's not cool at all.
The end result is bad. Luckily, they stitched in the headrest Z57.
Ruin the seats.
So that you can identify it. The interior is actually really nice in this car. The body work is actually really nice on this car. He's got a buddy who does hydro dipping because the door handles, the mirrors, they're all skulls. They've got the hydro dip skulls all over them.
What?
No description.
$900.
This is no description. You don't need a description for this car.
It's true.
You either love it or you don't. You
know? Yeah. Description just says WTF. I mean, that's a lot of stinking work, man.
That's a lot. And like I said, it looks like good work.
That's like painting the house knowing that somebody's going to demolish it next week. It's like, why would you do all that work? You know,
So the airbrushing on the what's supposed to be chrome, the shadowing's a little heavy.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? But overall, I mean, the paint and bodywork looks good. I mean, that's something to be proud of, I guess. But, man, it's just what an ugly vehicle. Golly.
Oh, there we go.
This guy. I'm gonna
switch over to headphones.
There's a busy signal. That means Fro's speaker's dying.
Yeah.
We learned that in a hard way. We were testing one night and we figured that out.
So I love Jesus, but I drink a little. I'm a big fan of drinking beer. Yeah. But this guy shouldn't be allowed to do that. It feels like one of them deals where there's some guys sitting around drinking beer and they're like, you know what we could do? It's going to look cool. Let's put a 57 Chevy sandwiched on to a new Camaro.
Hell, I got a Camaro right now. Runs good.
Yeah, we got them old fenders in the back lot. I'll
donate it. Let's throw it together.
Let's do this. And then, boom.
I'm sorry. I just can't get on board. The only thing I can say is, yeah, the interior is nice and clean. It looks like the paint and body was done pretty nice, pretty good, solid work. Other than that, that's all the only positive things I can say. That's weird. But
now somebody was super high from drinking Natural Light and painting cars all day.
I was going to say, I don't think all that was just from drinking beer.
No.
Yeah.
There's built on a dare.
Yeah, gotta be.
You ever tell people you're going to do something and then you don't want to go back on your word? You know it's a dumb idea, but you got to do it anyway because you already said. That's what this car is. And now he's trying to get 35 grand out of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I want to show up there with $3,500. Be like, here, $3,500. I'll take that Camaro off your hands. Oof.
I don't know.
I'd $3,500 that deal.
Oh, $3,500. You'll pick it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. I agree.
$35,000, not so much.
No. Not with $35,000 of your dollars.
All right, so let's break into the last marketplace deal we have. Bo, try not to fall in love.
All right.
I'm going to have you guys guess the price on this one.
Ta-da. This is a Malibu wagon.
Two-door.
Of the 80 model-ish persuasion that has been converted to a two-door.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's real nice.
They didn't do a horrible job of it. It's got
There's a lot of texture in that paint.
Huh?
There's a lot of texture in that paint.
Yeah.
There is quite a bit.
It's not a super killer paint job, but I don't know.
It's all one color.
It's all one color. It says SS right on the side, so it must be fast.
Yeah.
Got some wire wheels that in a stance that's not to die for sure.
If it says true duels in the description, I'll be happy. It's going to say true duels. That's a good looking car.
That is a good looking car. Presents well.
It's not horrible.
Missing a window crank. That's okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
We can find
it. Let me check something here real quick.
Needs minor love.
Yeah. Way less. Okay. I had to make sure. Way less love than mine.
Ooh. Got the Edelbrock AVS 2 carbonator.
I'm sure what's going on here.
Nice Edelbrock fuel making happener. A weird air intake thing.
That's got to be off a 94 Chevy truck.
I don't know.
Got to be. It's in bright yellow spark plug wires that do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get those
lightning hoses.
I think those are the Excel version of the lightning hoses you can get off of the performance wall at your local O'Reilly Speed Shop.
So you want me to take a guess on price?
Hey, you couldn't crop this picture a little?
Well, I mean, I could have, but why?
Stop. Well.
But why?
I did this just for you, John, because I know you, and you're always looking at the background. So now every time I look at a marketplace ad and pull the pictures down, I'm like, what's in the – no, I'm leaving that.
Someone went paintballing and was real slow.
All right. So, Bo, give me your best guess on this one.
15.5.
Man, I was going to start him at 17.5.
Well, I was going to say it's probably going to be more, but I'm just going to go. I always overdo it. So, go 15.
Man, if they put some decent suspension on it and a good set of like more of a hot rod wheel and tire combo, because that car don't scream 14-inch wires.
Yeah, teach their own. Shoo!
Holy shnikes.
Way off.
1979 Chevrolet Malibu Classic Wagon, $25,000.
Okay, he says paint is 8.5 out of 10. Not true. I can tell you that from the pictures.
All right. Seller's description. Looking to see what's out there to trade. This is a 79 two-door custom Malibu wagon. Has 13x7 roadster wheels, crate, four-bolt main with a small cam. I want to say less than 100,000 miles, but I'm not going to because I'd be a liar. New exhaust paint is 8.5 out of 10. Yeah. Interior needs to be done, but the car was made the right way. Clean Oklahoma title.
Looking I agree.
What catches my attention?
Overall, it is a really nice car. I get that.
I like it. I would take it a totally different direction, though. And
I would wet sand and buff it right off the bat. And then probably get rid of hydraulics.
Yeah. Is that?
I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't. I don't think it looks bad.
Does it have hydraulics or just like?
Oh, I would assume that it does the way it's sitting. It looked like it. Maybe I'm wrong. I guess it probably would have said that if it did, huh?
Now, I think he would have said if he had hydraulics.
That's me being
a really crappy suspension.
That's what happens when you assume things.
Yeah. He got some big block springs on that small block wagon.
He got that Jags exhaust kit though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure the thing that hangs down.
It's a really nice clean car.
Too much.
I actually really like that car.
Yeah. I like the two-door wagons. I think they look good.
Yeah, they're done good. That one looks like it was done good. It wasn't done $25,000 worth of good. But pretty good.
So, yeah, I left it in there that is an Oklahoma car. If you want that car, go dig it up. It's on Facebook Marketplace. I believe it's in the Oklahoma City area.
If you got $25,000, you can find a better, nicer car for sure.
I'm telling you, if I had 25 grand to go spend right now, I could probably but, man, once again, to each their own.
Yeah.
So it's worth it to somebody.
There's a buck for every seat.
That's right. That is right.
Was that like a powder blue Monte Carlo in the background there?
I have no idea.
Also on 13-inch wires.
Yeah.
I don't want to know where those guys are.
Hydraulics.
It was I'd like to know where those guys are hanging out. We can go hang out with those guys. They got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, so let's end the show. Let's end this show on a high note.
Okay.
I drove my car today.
Whoop whoop.
Noise.
Actually, I actually took my car out and I had to buy windshield wipers because it was misting. But
fancy.
Took it out, drove around a little bit, found an electrical problem that's been plaguing me for a while now. Replaced the voltage regulator, and now everything is now everything's all good again. So I'm hoping that since the cruise was postponed, Hot Rod Central is doing their first Saturday cruise on the second Saturday. So I'm hoping that I can have this thing ready to go and be confident in it by the time Saturday rolls around. And at the very least, make an appearance at the Hot Rod Central cruise. I know yesterday we did some wiring on Bo's car, so it's getting a little bit closer to being back to happy again.
Back to happy.
Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't busy at work this week and had other stuff going on, it would definitely be ready by the weekend too. 100%. Actually, if I didn't want to hook the nitrous up, I can fire it up right now. You know, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I want the nitrous, so I'm not going to do it until it's done.
I could not fire mine up right now. I don't know if you can see, but the motor right here goes way back in there. Got a whole load of gaskets coming from Summit. I thought they were going to be here Saturday and the motor would be back in at this point, but they're not. They're coming tomorrow. So probably be all sealed back up and back in probably by the weekend.
Nice.
I mean, you're not going to lose the shop if it's not done by tomorrow night. So
No. I'm slow, but at least I'm not good.
There's normally a joke Bo throws in right there, but he's yeah. not.
I'll modify it and say something like, it may be ugly, but at least I'm overweight. So
yeah.
There we go. Maybe yeah, short, but I don't make no money.
So Hot Rod Central Cruise coming up next Saturday. Starboard Show coming up the weekend of the 16th, 17th, and 18th. If you're one of the people that was lucky enough to get Kenny Wayne Shepherd concert tickets, that's going to be a pretty good weekend for you guys.
My wife looked. All the good tickets are gone.
All the good tickets are gone. If you didn't get them by now, you're too late.
Right.
I think the first big thing that I'm going to this year is the circuit, about 10 weeks away. So,
you know, and
all I've got to do between now and then is get this motor sealed back up, get it back in the car, do a little work on the rear suspension, buy a house, move the entire household.
Including all your stuff here.
Including all of my stuff that's still in Oklahoma in storage and all of my stuff here in Eureka. So
I did want to bring up Mocan Dragway, my local track here. They are having Nostalgia Drags March 24th.
Nice.
I mean, they're going to have other stuff before then, you know,
yeah.
Stuff. But I think that's one of the cooler events that I'm going to try to go to.
I've been marking some of those events down in my old personal calendar, and I'm going to try to bring the car back for some of those.
I think that's kind of what we need to do on some of these things. I want to get back into the swing of things in a big way. I want to go to several car shows that I would normally miss. I want to go to several cruises that I would normally miss.
You
got to
put them on the calendar. You got to plan ahead.
Mocan March 3rd and 4th is the first days of Test and Tunes and Fun Drag.
Yeah, I got that marked down actually.
Oh my gosh, hold on. I just had a great idea. Bro.
Oh my gosh.
We need to change directions of your car right now.
Why?
I feel like you'd fit perfect in the Gasser class.
You're right. But I don't feel like this car is the one we need to do.
It's the one you have
we
already.
We could call it instead of Mama Tried. We could put Mama Tried on the side. and raise that front up. And this is your mama's car, right?
It is my mom's car.
Yeah, mama tried. And then we gassed her that deal out.
I will flake the crap out of that roof.
We force feed that 5.0.
I have a cousin who has a two-door 65 Ford Fairlane sitting behind his house. That might actually be a better contender for this gasser thing.
Go grab it. We'll gasser that out.
I think we need to gasser something for you. Because you're not a drag and drive guy. You're not, but I think you would have fun in a gasser style car.
I think you're right. I'm not against that at all.
I think you'd be a part of a drag and drive event in a gasser class. You don't have to go win.
Wait a minute. What about a gasser with a coyote?
I don't think it would be legal in most of those drag and drive events. I think they require that you have a period correct motor. You have a
really?
So I believe so.
I thought it was more about maybe that's the case. We'd have to do a little bit of research, and
Against that. The gasser class is really interesting to me.
Yeah,
I'm one of those guys who every year I used to go to the spam drags or the ham drags. I like the old school feel. I like all of that old school stuff. I was telling Bo the other day, I was digging through some pictures from the ham drags about 10 years ago. And I actually have pictures of the Hot Rod Central digger dragster before it belonged to Hot Rod Central. So I thought
I literally was at Hot Rod Central day before yesterday. No. Yeah.
Yesterday.
To look at that car. I'm going to get it in. I'm going to get it painted in the next, hopefully in a month or so.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Very cool.
Yep.
But no, I want to go to some midnight drags so that I can fall asleep in the bleachers. I want to go to some of the test and tune stuff at Mocan. I want to do some of the stuff that we used to do.
Midnight drags sounds like a blast. Like
it does.
I haven't been to midnight drags in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So we need to plan for that. We're all going to midnight drags, and we need to get everybody involved. Get Jimmy and Mike and
see.
Everybody.
But now at my age, it all sounds great and awesome. Guys, I'm going to have to get a hotel. I'm probably staying in Tulsa that night because I'm not driving home. There is
no way I'm driving back.
I'm going to reuse some of my reward points, my Party Club points, and we're just going to stay there in Tulsa.
It's not a horrible idea.
I'm not playing.
It's not a horrible idea. But, All right. Bo, you got anything else you want to throw in here?
Nope.
John, other than everybody love everybody, you got anything to throw in here?
No.
All right. Well, I believe on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap everything up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and good night.
See ya.
Everybody love everybody.
There we go.